Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Serapiglia, please?
It's not Serapiglia, Serapiglia. You've got the wrong number.
Serap Enzo, it's Michael from MMA Legal, sir. I'm sorry for mispronunciation of your surname.
It's Michael from where, sorry?
MMA Legal. We're a law firm looking into your...
Oh, hi there. How are you doing? Sorry. I was sick of it in school, by the way. They would call you Sarah Pigley, the priests and the Maris brothers and the nuns, you know.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
Not at all. It's just, you eventually get sick of it, Michael, you know what I mean?
I get that, Enzo. Can you tell me how to say it again, sir, just so I don't get it wrong?
Serapiglia. It's a southern Italian name. It's half Roman and half Greek.
Serapiglia. Okay. I will miss out the G next time. Let me write that down.
Thank you. And everything okay with you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Enzo. You?
Yes, well, I've just been kind of, moving stuff from Scotland down to England, you know. I had storage there. So okay. I feel absolutely knackered, if you know what I mean.
Are you moving down to England, or are you still staying up?
Well, I'm actually down in England now. I mean, because the address that I've gave you is my doctor's surgery, which is a temporary address until such times. Pardon?
I've got Queen Street with a C, Hull, HU19.
Yes, that's correct, yep. Yes.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Do you mind me asking how come you gave us the doctor's address? Sorry, Enzo.
That is the doctor's address. One that you've got is my address.
Ah, okay. So the Queen...
No, it's a temporary address, and I'll tell you why. Because at the moment, I'm staying in a caravan, and it's a caravan park, and it doesn't have a status of address. I can tell you where it is if you want.
At the same
time, the doctor has given me permission, and I've also paid money to use that as a temporary address... Until we go through with the proceedings with this, and hopefully I can buy a house or something, you know.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And get a proper address.
Yeah, perfect. So, Enzo, just to let you know, sir, that our calls are all recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My job as a senior investigator at MMA Legal is to gather as much information for you, on behalf of you, and about you, and about your time and care.
How I do that,
Enzo, is I will write to your local authorities of the care settings you stayed at, and I will get as much information as I possibly can.
Say that again, sorry, I'm just transferring from phone to earphone.
Yeah, it's no problem, I do that all the time.
Hold on a wee second there.
You tell me when to go.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, Enzo.
Yep. So you were saying you're going to get in touch with the authorities, yes?
Yeah, so I'll write to all the local authorities of St. Joseph's and St. Columbus. I'll get all of your information.
Not St. Columbus, because we've already dealt with that. St. Columbus. Yes.
Okay, let me just check here. Okay. So do you want me to delete the St. Columbus?
I would leave the St. Columbus out. It's the St. Joseph's Convent.
Yeah,
I mean, I phoned the organisation up before Christmas, and it was a nun called Sister Helen that had answered the phone, and I'd already spoke to her once before, and she says, I think you've phoned me before, and I says, I have. She says, is your name Enzo? And I said, yes. I says, well, I just want to report my abuse. Oh, well, what I'll need to do is I'll need to get in contact with the bishop from Dublin, and he'll get back to you. Nobody ever get back to me, so I just want to go ahead with it now.
Okay, perfect. So I'll write to the local authorities in that care set in St. Joseph's. I am going to ask you some pretty taxing questions, Enzo.
If you don't mind me, just before, can I just pause you to direct you or steer you in the right direction here?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
St. Joseph's convent is no longer active anymore.
Yeah, they usually
it's no longer a school. They don't have any records for it either. And they also made the film called The Shining there with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, wow, Jack Nicholson. Wow.
They gave them permission. So what they did was, as soon as that school shut down, I think it was 74 or 75, what actually happened was they made that school into a retreat centre, like a treatment centre for the paedophile priests and nuns and alcoholics.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'm just filling you in with the proper details. And any court would be able to clarify on that, or any police officer that was investigation to do with the Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry and also the National Child Protection Unit. That was
okay.
Dalmarnock and Springburn and Glasgow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Child Protection Unit.
Obviously, a lot of these convents, a lot of these care homes, these care settings are closed. All I need, really, from them...
Yeah, but the nuns of Clooney, it's so funny you phoning me there now, and do you know what's on the television there now?
Go on, buddy, where is it?
It was the cardinals and all that of the Catholic Church.
Is it, yeah?
I think it's my Roman gods working, Lestitia, the god of justice.
Yeah, it's a sign, buddy. I do believe in, I go to church every week, so I do believe in signs.
I can't really hear you very properly. What I'm going to have back on the loudspeaker, sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
I just couldn't